Thank you for calling Crossy Radio Membership. My name is Naomi. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Hi, Naomi. My name is Suzette Stocking. I don't live in the USA, so I haven't got a zip code for
sure.
You.
Sure. What? Can I have your email address, please?
On the account at the moment, it is Suzette, spelled Z-U-Z-E-T-T-E, at mail.com.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so you said S as in sun, U as in umbrella, S
no,
as in... Okay,
Z,
no.
No, Z as in Z, Z-U-Z-E-T-T-E, but in America you say Z, don't you?
Z, I'm sorry, Z as in zipper and Z as in zebra?
Yes.
Okay, U
yes.
as in umbrella?
Yep.
Is that
and
S as...
Z.
A Z as in zipper. Yes, ma'am. E as in echo.
Yep.
T as in tree.
Yep.
T as in Tom.
And again.
E as in elephant. At mail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. One moment. Okay, thank you for that. And may you just please confirm your user name that you use for Craftsy?
Well, this is an interesting question because
yes,
I
ma'am.
Cannot see that in my account, but my first name is Zet. At the moment, my last name is just an S on there.
Okay.
But when I last spoke to one of your team members last week,
yes, ma'am.
She was going to set a nickname for me, which would have been Sue, S-U-E-S, Sue S. Now, I can't see anywhere where this is, and to be honest, that is precisely my problem and why I'm calling you.
Okay, one moment.
Have you actually found my account?
Yes, you like for us to update your information to SUES, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment.
So
yes,
what
ma'am.
I need, and this is why I spoke to one of your team members last week, there is a class, and I've emailed about this repeatedly, and I'm not getting anywhere, and I'm getting really cross now. There is a place in one of the classes where I submitted a comment where my email address, not the one I've just given you because it's my proper business email address, is on display for everybody to see. And I cannot understand why, when everybody else has some kind of nickname or username showing there, my email address has been published. And I have repeatedly asked for that to be removed, and it is still there. And as you can imagine, if somebody published your email address in a public forum, I'm pretty cross about it, and nobody is helping me. And I'm getting so cross now, I'm thinking of actually going to some official body and reporting you, unless you can fix this for me. Because the other person I spoke to made all these changes, faithfully promised me that this would sort itself out, and it's a week later, and it's still there.
Okay, one moment.
Do you have any idea why my email has been used in that way and published in that way?
I don't know why your email, if you're stating that, is showing like that. I'm just trying to update it so only where S-U-E-S is being seen. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you, Naomi.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you can log into your account and tell me if you if the information has been updated for you.
Let me see. Well, it's still showing in the comment field of that plus. So there it certainly hasn't changed.
Okay, which what class is that you're referring to?
Okay, so if you, I don't know what the easiest, do you have any like codes to get to things easily, or do I just need to give you the name of the class and then you'll find it that way?
The name of the class, ma'am.
The Machine Embroidery Show.
Thank you. One moment.
And it's done by Sarah Gallegos.
No problem.
And I cannot see anything in the back end of my account that says Sue S. I don't even know where to look for that. I've clicked on the preference center where I can see my personal
information. Can you just log out, log off, and then just log back in with your password and email address? That is correct.
Okay. Hold on a minute. When I logged in there, I saw that. Okay, so let's just... Okay, so it's showing that I'm logged in as Sue S. And when I go to that particular class and I scroll down, it still shows...
It is going to show that because you, when it was signed up under... You mean Suzette at Dell's Way? Is that what you're referring
That's
to?
That's it.
Okay,
yes,
so indeed. It has been corrected. So if you do post anything, the only thing will show up now going forward is going to be Sue S.
Yes, but you need to remove my email address or remove that comment. I do not want that to stay there. That is the critical thing. I do not want my email address there. I never gave permission for my email address to be published publicly like that. It is my work email address. Could you just delete the comment? I don't care what you have to do. Just make it go
one
away,
moment, please.
Are you able to find any other places where I might have comments with the same thing showing? Because
no, ma'am, you will have to advise us which class if you commented on something. I'm trying to see if we can go ahead and remove that. Can you give me one moment, please?
Of course.
Okay.
Now, on the old Blueprint platform, you could actually see where you'd commented. There was a place you could see that, but I have no idea. Now that you've migrated back to Craftsy, where I could find out whether my email address is anywhere else.
One moment, my manager's reviewing that. One moment. One moment, my supervisor is still reviewing it.
Okay. Oh my word, somebody's got some good classical music going on.
Yeah, the overhead. I turned on my
value. Trying to keep you calm with that or wind
yes,
you up.
Yes, I am. I'm not trying. One moment.
What I don't understand is why your system doesn't update
reply.
Automatically when you change something in the back end. Why does all the comments that have been made in the past not also change to the new username? That would just take this problem away completely.
I don't know. Why does it automatically just change of any comments that you put under what name you like to be listed under of your past comments that you have done? I don't know. Well, my supervisor is still trying to see if it could be removed. One moment.
Another thing you could do with Dewey,
yes,
and your technical people need to think about this, is to allow a person to delete any comments they put on themselves. That would also make things easier, apart from it updating automatically. You know, if I could have just gone in there and said, "Oh, I don't want this comment to show here anymore," that would have been so easy, wouldn't it?
Yes, ma'am. One moment, my supervisor has taken over my screen, so he's going to try to do this. One moment. Thank you for being patient. One moment, my supervisor is still trying to remove the your comment.
Do you
think
I could leave you my phone number and maybe
sure, I'm ready.
Call me back, because I'm obviously calling from the UK.
I'm ready, so whenever you're ready.
Oh. Okay, so the country code is 44. Let me just write this down. So you skipped it here at 07. Let me just write it down first.
Country code 44. Uh-huh.
7809.
Uh-huh.
395.
I didn't hear the 7809. Zero. I didn't hear the after the 9.
395.
Uh-huh.
013.
All right, so country code 44, then it's 7809-395-013.
That's correct. So
okay.
When you finished, would you please just let me know?
Yes, ma'am. Anything else I can assist
you
with in the meantime?
No, that's fine, Naomi. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling Crafts Reader Membership. Yes,
thanks.
Ma'am.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.